And I said, Ross, there's no way to talk to your brother. And he said, when he's a werewolf, he does, because he's crazy on the werewolf bus. You mean those kids act like werewolves on the bus?
When we're werewolves.
Yeah. I see.
And there's a werewolf bus driver, and I even ride it.
Really? Is this the one that you ride on coming back from school?
No.
Is this a fantasy one?
It's not fantasy. We really do turn into werewolves.
But where? When do you do it? In the middle of the day or at night?
At night.
Really?
Yeah. I jump around places.
And then all the kids that ride the bus regularly come and they turn into werewolves? Incredible.
No, they come as werewolves.
Oh, I see. They come as werewolves. That's different. Yeah.
And we can jump around and he doesn't holler at us.
Right.
We can jump around as much as we can. I really jump around.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you do,
Mark?
You bump your head. You crash your head against the bus.
Marky does?
Yeah, he knocks it against the ceiling.
I see.
When I hook him up to his, from his diapers on the floor.
Uh-huh.
And she says, twirl out, cuckoo.
And does werewolf's baby stuff? Is that what he does?
Yeah.
Really?
He goes cuckoo because he knocked his head.
Is that real, Mark?
Yeah.
Do you really go cuckoo like that, like Ross is saying?
When he's a werewolf, yeah.
Wow.
And that's the bus driver doesn't holler at him.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
He's a nice one.
I see.
Actually, it's not he.
Who is it?
Not even she.
Uh-huh.
Just a plain werewolf.
Just a plain werewolf driver?
Maybe it stays a werewolf all the time. Maybe it stays to a werewolf.
Really?
It does. It does.
Which one?
You know, the ordinary type that stay with Dracula.
Yeah.
The night and sleep at the day.
Yeah. Oh, it stays stays like a regular werewolf. Yeah. It doesn't turn back into a human, right?
Right.
Just a vampire.
Was not ever a human.
Was never a human, right?
Right.
Sort of one of the undead.
Neither dead nor alive.
Right. Becomes undead, right?
Neither girl nor boy.
Right.
Neither dog nor cat. Neither alive nor dead.
Just a vampire.
Right.
You guys
just a werewolf.
Marky, do you like creepy, horrible things?
No way! Oh, shit!
Do they scare you? They scare the pants off you?
Yeah!
We're nice werewolves, not
me. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, if anybody gets scared tonight, they can crawl into Daddy's bed, okay?
I won't get scared.
Is that a good deal? Yeah. You think you might get scared tonight, Mark?
No way.
Good.
Can we eat sometimes in the night?
Are you going to be... We have root and berries. Did you guys ever have dinner? Have dinner?
I'm dead.
Did you? I bet you're hungry, huh?
Maybe in the middle.
Not too hungry.
It's a half a lump.
Maybe
it's
when we're maybe when we're eating, we might turn to werewolves.
I see. Sounds good. But still, if we had some bologna sandwich, I bet you'd eat it, wouldn't you, Ross? Well, maybe we'll have one if we're lucky. You don't like bologna sandwiches?
I love them.
I could eat bologna too.
I like cakes.
Cake salad. Well, maybe they'll have finished all the food if we get there too late. There won't be anything left.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah.
That's right. Marty asked, I was saying, Mommy, when she was really little, was a witch. And Marty said, what did she wear when she was a little baby? And I said, well, when she was really little, she didn't wear anything. And Marky said, not even a diaper? And I said, yeah, not even a diaper. They didn't have diapers in those days. And Ross said, didn't they? Not even a cloth diaper with a pin? No, not Ross. Not even a cloth diaper with a pin. In the old days, people were very poor. They didn't have a lot of money. Do you think that... Yeah, except that we may not be as rich as forever as we are now. Did you know that? But we probably won't be as poor as we were then either.
But Dad.
Yeah?
Once we all get rich, maybe we can start a job.
The Americans might get bigger? Uh-huh, and then they'll give a job. Who's going to get bigger?
Martin.
Oh, when you get bigger, you'll make a job for me?
Yeah, and we'll give
you a job. Oh, okay. That'd be nice.
You get poor.
Well, yeah, we always help each other in our family. Like, if you're poor, I'll help you. And if I'm poor, you help me, okay?
Yeah.
That's called sticking together. Yeah.
Come bring us.
I will. I promise, Mark.
And if
I ever need...
going up in the car someday.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Yeah.
Will have
tried
to get...
Yeah.
Get you.
Yeah.
Come get... Come, go back right. All the way down.
Mark!
Okay, sounds good.
No.
That's...
Yeah.
Every time you go up there...
Yeah.
In our forest...
Yeah. Okay, Mark or you. Okay. I'll probably
take... Yeah, because they'll know that we are werewolves, and we won't let them get near you, right?
Very smart. Very smart. Very smart. I never thought of that.
What will we do?
Not clear. What will
they
we do?
They won't jump on us because they know that we're werewolves.
I see. Good.
Will we show them not to jump on our dad?
Troll's real.
I don't know. Have you ever seen a troll?
No.
Well,
on TV I have.
Is this the way we go over here?
Ross is going to tell a story tonight. He said, couldn't. Don't give up.
Then he said, Karate Kitty. My story.
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What? My story is Superman Cobweb.
Okay.
Instead of Superman.
Okay.
No, Super Kitty.
No, yeah, Super Kitty. Once upon a time, there was a kitty named Super Kitty.
Uh-huh.
Also known as Clank Kitty.
Nuh-uh.
Let him tell a story, Ross.
And he had a mother called Mary. And a daddy called Brian. And a Ross called...
No, and a brother called Ross. His nickname is Spike.
And a brother called Ross. His nickname was Spike. And Kitty had someone who was named Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And
his nickname was called Speedy.
His nickname was called Speedy, and his last name was...
All their last names.
Shut up. And the last name was...
Stop whispering, Ross.
And the last name was... And the last
Yes.
Was James.
Mm-hmm. No, that was their middle name.
And middle name was James. Mm-hmm. And last one was McQueen.
Mm-hmm. And?
And,
what about Kitty Quinny?
and Super Kitty wanted the super duper throw a chair and catch it.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
Oh, just a crack of wood.
What?
Wood. That happens in all houses. The wood. Oh, that means our little heater turned on. You want me to turn the heater off?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Go ahead, tell a story.
And Copper, when he threw the chair up, he super duper stretched his arm out and caught it with his paws. And they never let it down.
Mm-hmm.
But when it was nighttime, he jumped out of it. Mm-hmm. And that was morning.
Great.
And Cobber, he super duper flied out of that room into another room.
Mm-hmm.
And then he rang the bell.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone came down.
Mm-hmm.
Then Cobber, super kitty, super duper fly.
Mm-hmm.
And he super duper made a cake.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put it and served it for everyone. And the last piece was, the three last pieces were for Super Kitty.
Mm-hmm.
And he gobbled them up in a flash.
Great.
And then Super Cobber and all the family, he went to sleep in that bed. Good night.
Yeah.
I told him I want to get something out of here. He said, well, just don't break it when I'm trying to karate.
Yeah.
You all done? Okay, I'll take the cup.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll cut the cup here.
I was about to splash it on you.
Look at you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, come on.
I want to karate chop it.
You want to karate chop it?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead. Let him set it up. It's Marky's setup. Let Marky do the setup.
I was handing it.
Sure.
That's the way you hand to him in karate.
Okay, now do the chop, Mark. Oh, incredible. Now, come on, let's go.
I broke
okay,
out.
I'm going to the ponies.
I want to do the nice little pony.
You want to go to do the nice little pony?
Yeah.
Better come then.
Let's run to the ponies.
Run to the ponies. Look, those kids are brushing up all the leaves in the whole forest. Those kids are going to sweep up the whole forest. Hey, I bet you when we get home, we're going to have leaves in our house.
Uh-huh.
What? Leaves to run into.
Alright!
Doesn't that sound fun?
Yeah.
So how did we do in our fishing, guys?
Fine.
How many fish did we catch?
None.
How come?
And the fish were nice fishes.
Yeah, I know.
And we didn't use different hooks.
And different types of worms that they would like, right?
Yeah.
Right. Next time we'll use a plastic worm, right?
And then we'll use the
What?
Joey's favorite.
Or a purple. How about a purple martin? We use that.
Yeah, purple martin.
Hey, what about a plastic worm?
No.
They say those are pretty good.
A bee.
No.
A horse could take a car.
No way.
Okay.
Maybe on the way back, I'll give you a bee.
And then I'll hold you. And if you do it, I'll pick that up, and Ross won't have to.
What? You'll pick the tape recorder?
Yeah, and Ross won't have to.
Okay, you want to hold the tape recorder? Marky's going to hold it.
And don't you carry it. Me.
Don't drop it, okay?
I promise.
Okay.
And you don't have to do any work.
Right. Now it's all vacation for Dad. It's all vacation for Dad. What? Okay, but look, all these kids are rushing to the ponies. I can hear them down there.
I can hear those kids.
Me too.
And I can see them.
Right. What? Do you see a pony?
I don't see a pony. I see a rossi. I see a daddy. I see a tape recorder.
Any bullseyes? Not too many. Well, we can get fish, so that's about the same idea. Okay, you ready to go? You ready to walk now? Because Ross is dead, too. Okay, it's time for Ross to get a vacation. Okay, hold the tape recorder.
And then Dad gets a vacation. No.
Hey, you have to say something cute into a tape recorder.
Well, knock, knock.
Yeah?
You say, who's there?
Who's there?
This is.
This is who?
This is the best tasting pickle I ever heard.
Oh, boy. That was cute? Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
Best joke I ever tried.
One of the dumbest, too.
Dad, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Creature.
Creature who?
Creature with a smile and your friend.
Yeah? That sounds pretty dumb. Okay, it's Marky's turn. Come on, Mark, your turn. Your turn to try to say something cute. Huh? You have to say something cute. Hold on. Uh-oh, over on the side, cars. On the grass, walk on grass.
Wow, that's something cute that Dad said.
All right, Ross said, well, that's something cute that Dad said. What was cute that I said?
Watch out.
Oh, is that cute?
Waka Waka?
Oh,
or
I see.
The Ewok? Watch out.
No, Waka Waka is Pac-Man.
Waka Waka? Yeah, for Waka.
Who says Waka Waka?
The Ewoks. When they talk.
No, watcha. They say watcha.
Yeah, watcha.
That's not waka. Now, who says waka waka?
You said watch out. And that's like watcha.
Okay, what I want to know is who says waka waka?
Waka.
Okay, and who says watcha?
Ewok.
And who says watch out?
Daddy.
And other human beings.
Yeah.
Okay.
I say watch out.
That's
how I said watch out. Oh, no, not human beings. Human was.
What?
Human was.
What is a human was? Oh, yeah. I got it.
Human beings. Human was.
That's like, are you being silly?
Yeah.
Well, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a human being.
Uh-huh.
This is where we did
the surprise attack, right?
Yeah, this is where we did the surprise attack, right? Yeah.
Right.
Oh, and here is where we hide, right, Dad?
This is the quiet forest. Do you know what kind of trees these are? Sheldon, do you know what kind of trees are in here?
Were we in that side?
Yes.
Oh, and Ross, remember we were in that side, and you guys were in that side, right?
Right. Do you know what kind of trees these are here? What kind of trees are these? Hemlock. Hemlock. These are hemlock trees. You can tell them with their fine little needles. We have some hemlocks in our backyard. Really? Want me to show them to you when we get home? You don't sound very enthusiastic.
I'm not.
Why not? Mr. Blasé, huh?
Yeah.
What is this? The kid that has everything? Bratito, the kid that has everything?
Hey, don't do that.
Is this Mr. Bratito, the kid that has everything?
No.
Bratito. Oh, you do almost have everything.
Mr.
Have you ever gone hungry
Bratito.
Once?
Bratito.
Have you ever gone hungry once in your life?
Hungry.
Yeah, have you ever really been hungry because we didn't have any food?
What?
Have you ever been hungry because there wasn't any food to feed you?
I thought you said hungry.
No, not hungry. Have you been hungry? Not have you been to Hungary, but have you been hungry?
You said, have you ever been to hungry?
That's not what I wanted to say.
That's what I said.
That's crazy. Now I'm lost. Now I'm really lost.
Your favorite cheese.
What?
We don't want you to lose your favorite cheese.
So you won't rip up in my pockets?
Right.
Good children. What good children. You're not, I'll take it back. You're not Bratito after all. You want me to tie your little shoelaces?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, horses.
Says horses. Great. That's the way we'll go. Shortcut. They said they sank in there.
And I said,
I said, well, that was the horses that sank. He said, yeah, it must be. Okay, this is just a little creek, not a big river. Watch out, there might be a troll under that bridge. There's a little mud here.
Mud.
Mud.
This might really be where they sank.
Right. What do you think they sank into?
Huh?
Where'd they sink into?
Mud.
Really?
Yeah.
Yuck.
Probably quicksand,
Mark.
No. I know. Quicksand and mud.
What? Quicksand and mud?
Quicksand and mud.
I see.
The swamp.
Swamp of sadness, you mean? Oh, there's a house over there. Okay, climb over. You guys climb under the fence here. You guys go on. I go over. You go under. Because it's easier for you to go under. No, don't do the barbed wire. No, go back under the boards. You'll get caught and your jeans will get ripped. Come on, through there. Ross, Spikeito, don't be Bratito. There, this way. I guess the horses live over here somewhere. Like you said, remember when Bratito was chopping heads, all the heads off? In the swamp of sadness? Now follow Daddy exactly. The horse had feelings. Sure, the horse had feelings. Walk right on these rocks. Don't walk in the mud.
Why?
Walk just where Daddy walks. Walk just where Daddy shows you.
Why?
On these rocks, not in the mud.
Why?
Because it's muddy. Horribly muddy.
It might be stuck.
You could get stuck.
Horse sank.
You could get stuck and never come out again.
Remember, the wolf can have feelings, and the kid did, right?
Right.
He felt sad.
Right.
Yeah.
Let it overcome him.
He let the sadness overcome him, right?
Yeah.
What was the horse's name?
Not Falcor.
No. I can't remember.
Falcor was his luck dragon, right?
His luck dragon, yeah.
Yeah. That was...
The boy's name was Atreyu. Right.
Yeah. Artex.
Yeah, Artex. Good.
The tree was a big, big kid.
Right. Treya was the big, big kid. What's his name was Artex. Treya was the big, big kid. So I see.